his story. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A January 6th rioter testified this afternoon before the House committee investigating the Capitol attack.
After a late-night White House meeting on December 18th, 2020, then-President Trump tweeted about a rally on January 6th that would be wild.
This tweet served as a call to action, and in some cases, as a call to arms.
Committee Democrat Stephanie Murphy says extremist groups then organized. Stephen Ayers, who is not affiliated with any of those groups, says he decided to travel to Washington.
I was, you know, pretty hardcore into the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I followed, you know, President Trump.
Ayers pleaded guilty to illegally entering the Capitol.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. After the hearing, Ayers was seen apologizing to police officers injured in the attack. The legal battle between Twitter and Elon Musk heating up, with Twitter now suing Musk to force him to complete the $44 billion acquisition of the company that he agreed to in April. COVID cases are rising again, in part due to a new variant. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci urging people to get vaccinated and boosted.
One of the things that's clear from the data, that even though vaccines, because of the high degree of transmissibility of this virus, don't protect overly well, as it were, against infection, they protect quite well against severe disease leading to hospitalization and death.
The head of the CDC said earlier today the seven-day average of hospitalizations has doubled since May. A judge in New Orleans has blocked the enforcement of a Louisiana law banning most abortions. On Wall Street, stocks slide as earnings reports for companies begin. The Dow lost 192, the Nasdaq off 107, S&P minus 35. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An assistant attorney general in Iowa is suing the city of Des Moines and its police department over his arrest during the George Floyd protests in 2020.
Iowa Assistant Attorney General Paxton Williams says he was tackled outside his home, pepper sprayed and handcuffed for no reason during violent protests in May of 2020. The Des Moines Register reports that Williams, who's black, is among at least eight cases filed against the Des Moines Police Department. According to court records, a failure to disperse citation that Williams received stemming from the case was dismissed under an agreement requiring him to avoid further criminal charges for 6 months. Des Moines police aren't commenting, and a spokesperson for Iowa Attorney General Lynn Hicks calls Williams' case a personal matter. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
NASA is sharing the first images of the James Webb Space Telescope, which is peering farther away and further back in time.
NASA is sharing five images taken by the James Webb Space Telescope, perched a million miles away from planet Earth and seeing light from distant galaxies going back more than 13 billion years. One picture shows a collection of spiral galaxies.
And so there are these galaxies that look stretched and pulled, kind of like they've been magnified because they've been magnified by the gravity of the cluster, just like Einstein said they would.
NASA astrophysicist Jane Rigby, the telescope's spectrometer, was also able to determine an exoplanet more than 1,000 light years from Earth has water vapor. Eben Brown, Fox News.
British runner Mo Farah, who won four gold medals at the Olympics, has revealed he was trafficked as a child and was forced to care for other children before he escaped through running. In a new documentary, Farah says his real name is Hussein Abdi Kahin, and he was taken from the East African nation of Djibouti when he was 8 or 9 years old. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.